Welcome to a ghoulish edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, the Ghost of Glenn Robison. In case you haven't figured it out, this is a special Halloween edition of the show, featuring songs from Rapidly Rotating Records from the 1920s and 30s about ghosts, skeletons, black cats, and even a vampire or two. Halloween's origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their New Year on November 1st. This day marked the end of summer and of the harvest, and the beginning of the dark, cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with human death. Celts believed that on the night before the New Year, the laws of space and time were suspended, allowing the spirit world to intermingle with the living. On the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. In addition to causing trouble and damaging crops, Celts thought that the presence of the otherworldly spirits made it easier for the Druids, the Celtic priests, to make predictions about the future. These prophecies were an important source of comfort and direction during the long, dark winter. To commemorate the event, Druids built huge sacred bonfires where the people gathered to burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. During the celebration, the Celts wore costumes, typically consisting of animal heads and skins, and attempted to tell each other's fortunes. When the celebration was over, they relit their hearth fires, which they had extinguished earlier that evening, from the sacred bonfire to help protect them during the coming winter. We're going to begin this evening's festivities with some ghostly songs, beginning with Piron's New Orleans Orchestra.
Thank you.
One of the stranger records on the Rapidly Rotating Records playlist, Ghost Dance, performed by the husband and wife team of Velma Truitt and Harry George. They ran a music school in San Francisco teaching banjo and guitar, and Harry George was a studio musician at a local radio station. They designed a type of banjo called the True Joe, a word formed from the contraction of their last names, True from Truitt and Joe from George. The True Joe banjo was manufactured by Gibson to the Truitt George Company's design and specifications from 1927 to the mid-1930s, when the Depression forced Truitt George out of business. The True Joe was available in 19-fret tenor and 22-fret plectrum models. There were four styles, including the style C, which had a solid ebony neck, featured elaborate hand carving and engraving, and in 1928 sold for $500. Lessons were given at Truitt George's Bay Area stores, as well as through a network of teachers through music stores in various towns. And we started this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Perron's New Orleans Orchestra and Ghost of the Blues from December 21, 1923. Violinist Armand Perron formed his orchestra in 1918 along with Peter Bocage, and at one time it included two other Bocages, brothers Charlie and Henry. Continuing this ghostly set of songs, here's Louise Russell. Mr. Ghost Goes to Town, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Bunny Berrigan on trumpet from January 7, 1937. And before Tommy Dorsey, we heard Louis Russell and his orchestra and Ghost of the Freaks, written by Paul Barberin, who also played drums in the band. Ghost of the Freaks was recorded on August 8, 1934. Some songs about ghosts on this special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with some more spooky tunes right after this.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Continuing our special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra.
Celebrities may come and go, but there's always one man who stops the show. Here's a man, and he's really grand.
And now we're going to tell you about bass drum Dan.
He's not a one-man band.
I'm on a lot of.
He's not a piccolo piece. But when he beats that drum, you leave your seat.
With dancing feet.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
Gotta start the show.
Gotta start the show.
Now look out below.
Look out below.
And watch this boy go boom, boom,
all day long. You can hear him go driving you crazy, I know. There he goes, on his toes. That's my bass drum Dan. Sings a song, beating all the while, always wearing a smile. There he goes, the rains or snows. That's my bass drum Dan.
When he plays that drum, I just get numb. I'm telling you, I didn't know that I was so dumb. I'm telling you, that's going some. Bum, 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 boom, boom, boom.
That's the way you do, loving it like I do. It's made for you, you can't get blue. With my bass drum Dan, that's a man, and he's really grand. That's bass drum Dan.
the spooky foxtrot, at least according to the sheet music of that tune, White Ghost Shivers. The New Orleans Owls, recording in Atlanta, Georgia on November 8, 1926. The New Orleans Owls played regularly in hotels in New Orleans between 1922 and 1929. Although White Ghost Shivers was recorded in Atlanta, most of their recordings were made in New Orleans, and they were one of the very few bands to record there in the 1920s. And preceding White Ghost Shivers, it was Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra and a Frank Trumbauer composition, Bass Drum Dan, from August 17, 1932. Tram had recorded Bass Drum Dan a little over a year prior, with an entirely different group of musicians making up the band. So, why play Bass Drum Dan on a Halloween show? Simple. The vocal refrain on that recording was by The Three Spooks. Black cats are often associated with Halloween, so here's Tiny Parham and his musicians and Black Cat Moan. Thank you. Gene Krupa and his orchestra and a tune appropriate for the season, Dracula, from March 10th, 1939. And before Gene Krupa, it was Tiny Parham and his musicians and Black Cat Moan, written by Parham and recorded on December 3rd, 1929. Pianist and organist Tiny Parham was born Hartzell S. Parham on February 25, 1900, in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. He was raised in Kansas City and played in a number of lesser-known territory bands in the early 20s. During the later years of the decade, he recorded with blues singers and jazz men such as Johnny Dodds. In the late 1920s and early 30s, he led his own small and big bands in and around Kansas City, but by 1936 abandoned band leading in favor of a career as a solo organist, mostly in Chicago. Tiny Parham died on April 4, 1943. You're listening to a special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with your ghost host, Glenn Robison. Your comments and requests about the show are welcome and can be sent to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. The custom of trick-or-treating is thought to have originated not with the Irish Celts, but with a 9th-century European custom called souling. On November 2nd, All Souls' Day, early Christians would walk from village to village begging for soul cakes made out of square pieces of bread with currants. The more soul cakes the beggars would receive, the more prayers they would promise to say on behalf of the dead relatives of the donors. At the time, it was believed that the dead remained in limbo for a time after death, and that prayer, even by strangers, could expedite a soul's passage to heaven. And speaking of trick-or-treat, here are some musical treats, beginning with the original Dixieland 5.
That house is haunted. An old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manner a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. The spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful trance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. Now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomstick when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such an ugly laughter, such hilarious groan, when skeleton in closet rattled his bones.
Some musical skeletons in the closet on this Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. We just heard Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra with Louis Armstrong and The Skeleton in the Closet from August 7th, 1936. And before that, it was Skeleton Jangle, written by Nick LaRocca, the original Dixieland 5 on October 9th, 1936. Here's Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5. Thank you.
darkness has fallen. All I've got my feet. Swamp Ghost is calling. I can see him creep. Oh, Lord, take me far away. Take me where I'll find a newborn day. Save my soul. Oh, Lord, please save my soul.
Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers and Swamp Ghosts from June 10, 1931. The vocal was by Pat McCarthy, who was also the arranger. And before Snooks Friedman, we heard Artie Shaw and his Gramercy Five and Mysterioso from August 14, 1945. It's the Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back right after this.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
The tradition of jack-o'-lanterns at Halloween probably comes from Irish folklore. As the tale is told, a man named Jack, who was notorious as a drunkard and trickster, tricked Satan into climbing a tree. Jack then carved an image of a cross in the tree's trunk, trapping the devil up the tree. Jack made a deal with the devil that if he would never tempt him again, Jack would promise to let him down out of the tree. According to the folk tale, after Jack died, he was denied entrance to heaven because of his evil ways, but he was also denied access to hell because he had tricked the devil. Instead, the devil gave him a single ember to light his way through the frigid darkness. The ember was placed inside a hollowed-out turnip to keep it glowing longer. The Irish used turnips as their Jack's lanterns originally. But when the immigrants came to America, they found that pumpkins were far more plentiful than turnips, so the jack-o'-lantern in America was a hollowed-out pumpkin lit with an ember. This wouldn't be much of a Halloween show without a haunted house, so here's Ray Noble.
I say, Sebastian, are you in bed? Come out here.
I can't. I'm in my nightwear.
Oh, well, never mind then. I don't want to tell you that your bedroom's supposed to be haunted. I don't suppose that'll worry you. Breakfast at 9, if you're alive to eat any. Good night.
Oh, I say, look here. I can't stay in here. I mean, my mother told me to keep away from the spirits. I say, hello, my good fellow. Hello. Oh, I...
What's that? behind you. Look behind you.
No, 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 no,
no. When the doors all squeak and the windows creak and the ceilings leak cause the roof's antique and you hear a shriek and your legs feel weak, it's the haunted house. There's a dismal moan like a weird trombone and the old ham bone is suddenly thrown. You are all alone with a great unknown in the haunted house. There's only one good spirit, it's the spirit in the bottle. With shaking hands you pull the cork and pour some down your throttle. There's a clank of chains and a smell of drains and a gory stain where the duke was slain. If you've got chilblains and varicose veins in the haunted house. The old oak beam hangs a corpse, you seem to feel a wet stream with a sinister gleam, and you wake with a scream from a horrible dream of a haunted house. When a cavalier with a dreadful leer tries to disappear through the chiffonier, and you cling with fear to the chandelier, it's the haunted house. The air is full of clammy claws that clutch you by the collar, so gargle night and morning just in case you have to holler. There are lights and spites and awful frights in flesh pink tights, but at dead of night comes a woman in white, so you're quite all right in the haunted house. When the old church clock strikes 12, there's a knock with a sudden shock. You remember the lock on the door, and there's a crock, oh, why do you mock at the haunted house? It's as black as pitch, and your eyeballs twitch, and the darkest snitch, it's a dirty witch, and the lighting switch is out of reach in the haunted house. When the slavey spills the gravy, why is she so pallid? Something poked her in the pantry when she fetched the salad.
I'm filled with dread, yes, I'm nearly dead. I saw a head underneath my bed. Come out if you can, I can do with a man
in the haunted house.
Thank you. never see my man, no.
Gertrude Ma Rainey and her Tub Jug Washboard Band and Black Cat Hoot Owl Blues, recorded in Chicago on June 12, 1928. Gertrude Pridgett was born on April 26, 1886, in Columbus, Georgia. She became Ma Rainey by virtue of marrying traveling entertainer Will Pa Rainey in 1904. Black Cat Hoot Owl Blues was preceded by Charles Folker and his orchestra and Black Cat Blues, recorded in Atlanta in June of 1923. Multi-instrumentalist Charles Folker is best remembered for his composition My Pretty Girl, which he recorded, but which was popularized through Gene Goldkett's recording for Victor. And we began with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra and The Haunted House from October 23, 1931. The vocal was by the Three Jinks. You've been listening to a special Halloween edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, I hope you'll write or email with your comments and or requests. They can be sent to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This is Glenn Robison, hoping that you have a safe and fun-filled Halloween, and thank you for your very kind attention.